We have results from a large phase 2 study showing that oxaliplatin capecitabine has at least the same efficacy than FOLFOX with a more convenient safety profile. The next step was to develop this combination both in the metastatic setting and in the adjuvant setting. And actually, in the metastatic setting, we have the preliminary results of at least three phase 3 studies that show that the combination of oxaliplatin capecitabine has the same efficacy in terms of response rate and time to progression with a better safety profile than oxaliplatin 5-fluorouracil-based combinations. So the next step was to move this chemotherapy schedule just to the adjuvant setting. Actually, I think that the important issue of this schedule is not only safety, but convenience for patients. Patients have only to come to the hospital day facilities once every 3 weeks, and they take the pills for 2 weeks at home.
What do we know about the combination of capecitabine, oxaliplatin, and bevacizumab?
Actually, we have the results of two different studies. The first one is the 3-2 study. And actually, in the 3-2 study, this was a randomized phase 2 study with three different arms. And one of the arms was the combination of oxaliplatin capecitabine with bevacizumab. And really, there was a beautiful comparison with the results of this arm of the 3-2 study with the same arm in the 3-1 study. And there was a clear increase in response rate, and the safety profile was really very similar to the combination of oxaliplatin capecitabine alone. The other experience that we have by now is the experience from the group of Duke presented by Fernando this year at the ASCO meeting with a combination of oxaliplatin capecitabine and bevacizumab, but with a different schedule. But again, it was very interesting to see that the median time to progression was almost 12 months. That is really very, very relevant.
Do you think that that combination of capecitabine, oxaliplatin, and bevacizumab is a rational non-protocol alternative for first-line metastatic disease?
Actually, I would say yes. You know, from a regulatory point of view, you need definitive data from phase 3 studies, and it's obvious that we need this data. But I would say that at this time point, especially in the United States, a lot of physicians are treating patients with a combination of oxaliplatin, capecitabine, and bevacizumab. And really, the safety reports that we have from these patients that are treated with these combinations do not make us to anticipate any different safety issues than with FOLFOX4.